USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kyiv City Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is reporting numerous explosives-filled drones struck Ukraine's capital on Monday morning as things got underway. The blasts echoed across Kyiv, setting buildings on fire and sending people running to shelters. There was no immediate word of casualties. Russian strikes over the past week have hit infrastructure, including power facilities and residential areas. Authorities in southwest Washington state ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's an unusual high number of wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. Sharon Sturetti is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
Yes, it has stepped up. I believe right now we have 110 people on it. I don't know if you've also known we've had several other starts in the area, fire starts. And we're using our resources here. We've got some airplanes on it. As you can see, it's smoky, hard to see, so sometimes getting aircraft up in those conditions is very difficult.
Boston Chemical Data Corporation has announced there is a significant radioactive contamination at an elementary school in suburban North St. Louis where nuclear weapons were once produced during World War II. The location is Jana Elementary School in Hazelwood School District in Florissant. China's National Bureau of Statistics released their third quarter gross domestic product numbers. The report indicated China's economy expanded to a 0.4% annual rate in the second quarter, its weakest growth in more than 2 years. Three of the final four baseball teams racing towards the World Series is known. San Diego, Philadelphia, and Houston are in. Cleveland and the New York Yankees will be decided in Monday night's game. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As reported last week, two major grocery store chains plan to merge. Tony Maruso has more.
Kroger announced Friday that it plans to buy Albertsons in a nearly $25 billion deal that could change the U.S. retail industry and impact how millions of customers buy their groceries. The deal, which is expected to close in 2024, would combine two of the largest supermarket chains in the country and create one of its largest private employers. The two companies have a combined 710,000 workers, most of them unionized, in an industry with low union rates, nearly 5,000 stores, and more than $200 billion in sales. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
U.S. tech giant Apple Incorporated has announced it put on hold plans to buy memory chips from China in its products after Washington State imposed tighter export controls against Chinese technology companies. The chips were initially planned to be used in only iPhones sold in the Chinese market. Nikkei's report on Monday said Apple planned purchasing on 40% of the chips needed for all iPhones from China. No word yet on where an alternative source will come from. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis plans to resume flights of illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities after cleanup from Hurricane Ian is finished. No other information was given by DeSantis' communications director from Saturday's email. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.